Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in
all over the place, and bring them back to the Twin Ports, and show the Twin Ports what it's like to travel with these guys and have them play music other places besides Twin Ports. Bring it back and share it with everybody. During Homegrown, there seems to be 5 times more photographers than the rest of the year. I did a show there at Luce in December, and I just had 6 pieces there. 4 of them had sold before I even walked in the door on opening night, and the 2 others sold within a couple of weeks. The music and arts director, Alex Bauer, he offered me this show. He said, let's just fill this whole place up with your photos. I couldn't refuse. My name is Matt Stengel. I'm a digital photographer. Back in 08, I went down to Texas with Charlie Parr, and I got to spend a lot of time with him. One night, we were in Kansas, and we went to a friend of his place. His name was Brian Jones. He picked up a guitar that Brian had. It was really old. He picked it up, and he started playing things that I had never heard before, never heard him play. I started asking him a couple of questions, just simple questions, and I began to kind of get a grasp of who this guy was as a musician, as a person, and how much music meant to him. It was very interesting. I think the one that I have of Ian Alexi when we were in Montana at the filling station in Bozeman, I think that one is my favorite. It was at this old garage station, and they turned it into a bar. And so there's all kinds of old, you know, mechanic stuff on the wall and automobile stuff, and it was just a really neat atmosphere. There's people that will say that every picture you take is a self-portrait. So I think that my love for music, it kind of puts me on the stage too. When I make a photograph of a live show, I'm trying to create something that when people look at it, they feel like they're at the show, and they can hear the music by looking at the photo. It's definitely a two-way street there, and all sides are at the same place at the same time. It's more than just taking pictures. It's creating something.
I made this movie strictly for public access television, and I had a screening. I had a showing at Beaner's last October, and one of the Homegrown committee persons was there. He asked if he could get a copy of it. So I'm sure that's the copy they have that they're using. Evidently, they liked it because they scheduled into this year's Homegrown Festival. As a matter of fact, the interesting thing is this movie, the Homegrown movie, was done completely on Windows Movie Maker. I shot everything. I did all the editing. I am the producer. It's strictly time-consuming. I'm somewhat of a perfectionist. I will spend a half an hour on a transition, just making sure the transition is right. It's very time-consuming, and you have to be patient, and it's like any hobby. You just do your best at it and hope it works out. I was downtown at Pizza Luce last year for this opening of the Homegrown Festival, and I talked to Mark Gartman, who's in a variety of bands, and Mark had put together a band with new musicians. And I thought, well, this is kind of neat. So we started talking, and one thing led to another, and I thought, boy, I'm going to have to, you know, get some other sound bites here and maybe do a little feature on the Homegrown Music Festival. And one thing led to another, and I didn't have that much footage. I only had about maybe an hour of footage, if that. So the movie runs 33 minutes. Not a lot of music per se, just little, maybe 30 seconds, 1 minute worth of the band, with some exceptions, but a lot of interviews. I wanted to get the musicians and their thoughts and their ideas about Homegrown, and I think that's what came out of this. 9th grade, Washington Junior High School, audio-visual class. I was just blown away by the fact that here I was in 9th grade and I was setting up movie projectors in the classrooms to show the movies, and I felt important. And it really kind of led from there, and then my next purchase shortly after that was a Pentax 35mm camera, and one thing led to another, and now most recently, 10 years ago, I got involved with the Public Access Community Television, and I'm the co-host of The Average Guys, so that kind of all ties in with this. I'm also a musician. I'm playing this year. This will be my maybe 5th Homegrown. I started playing guitar back in the mid-70s, and friends along the way, we've had garage bands, basement bands, bedroom bands. I'm very impressed with Homegrown and how it's grown due to the volunteers. Grandma's Marathon is a good example. It's run by volunteers. The volunteers are such an integral part, and Homegrown is no different.
Jessica Van Stappen. Working mostly in a